Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Very rare appearance for Jason Anderson here on this show. J.A., how you, I know you're a reporter. You're impartial. You cover the team. What are your vibes headed into tonight? We're a big vibe show. What are your vibes headed into tonight's game at the Golden 1 Center?
You know, I think it's definitely a winnable matchup for the Kings. They can win this game. I mean, if they come out and they play right, they come out aggressive. You get Zach like on the attack. You know, if you'll pardon me for saying so.
Yeah.
Like they can go get these guys. But you know, they need to be physical, they need to be aggressive, and they need to take it to them right from the start and set the tone. And you know, and if they can do those things, if they can come out and play that kind of a game, they can go win this one.
I'm positive J.A. just made a Saved by the Bell reference. I'm positive that was a
Zach Attack. Shout out to Zach Attack. Friends forever. Okay, yeah. J.A., what you know about Saved by the Bell, big dog?
Hey, I saw a few episodes back in the day, man.
See, this is why I like J.A. Power and Saved by the Bell.
That's why he's my guy.
That's versatility right there.
Friends forever. Okay. Come on now.
All right.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, it's bad. This dude on one today. It's bad, J.A.
Oh, no.
J.A., man, if you had to pick one Kings player where it's like, if I know that he's here to play today and he's bringing the heat, the Kings will be all right. Who would that be for you?
One player in this particular game?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to say it again. It's Zach. Like, they need Zach to – this can't be, you know, 8 or 9 shots tonight, Zach. Like, he's got to get him up, and he's got to find that rhythm because we've seen what happens when he does. Like, I mean, it just – he's taken this offense to another level. You know, this team had to adjust mid-year. They lost the point guard of 8 years. They don't have one now. And you know, and then you – so you kind of flip like half the rotation, and you got guys in and out. You're working in these new guys. You know, Malik's in. He's out. Now he's out. And Domas is in and out. And, you know, there's just – this team needs that from Zach. And – otherwise, I don't know what I'm trying to say here. It's just that they've dealt with so much adversity and difficulty and adjustments like on the fly. Doug likes to say we're trying to fix the airplane in the air,
yeah.
Right? And Zach's the one who, when he goes off, he can elevate that airplane, get it up in the air. And I feel like they really need that from him. I mean, look, DeMar can do it, Domas can do it, Malik, if he was out there, could do it. You know, so you know, it, any of those guys could do it, but Zach's the one I feel like there's a big difference in what this offense looks like when he's really going at people.
Jason, have you been able to pinpoint over the last few weeks, like, what elevates Zach LaVine's aggression? Like, we have seen so many different versions of him. Is it a mindset? Is it something Doug says? Like what kind of triggers that? Yeah, no, I'm going to attack tonight.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't say that we've gotten to know him that well yet. I mean, I don't know. Like, I'll say this in the, I don't know, not so much lately, but there was a little stretch there where he was not getting a lot of shots up.
Mm-hmm.
And he was kind of asked a couple of questions. We were on the road somewhere, and he was asked, you know, kind of directly, like, because Doug had said, look, we need him taking, you know, not six shots. It was a Warriors game. He took six shots, mm-hmm. season low, six shots. Doug said, I'd rather have him take 16 or 26. Mm-hmm. And Zach was asked about that afterwards, and he made a comment about, well, if you guys want me to play ISO ball, then I can do this and that. And it just made me wonder if some of the chatter, like, around the team and the, you know, the this is what I was kind of referring to a minute ago, where, like, the identity, they're trying to figure that out. And this was a, like, kind of a flow and rhythm offense. And now you got more guys who kind of go get it in the ISO game. Mm-hmm. And it almost felt like he was, you know, had maybe taken offense to some of the conversation. And I don't know that to be true, but it almost sounded like there was a little pushback on that kind of line of thinking. Mm-hmm. And I think Doug's maybe been trying to work through that with him. Like, no, man, like, we need you to go do this. We'll, Doug has said repeatedly, we'll learn to play around you. We're not asking you to learn to play with us. We'll learn to play around you, because he's that guy right now that can, you know, go put up 30, 40 points for you. So, you know, I think maybe that's been a part of it. It's just all been an adjustment. And I don't even say that to knock him. Like, it's been, you know, this is an adjustment for everybody. Like, Doug, most of all. Like, think about being in Doug's shoes right now, where you got to take over. You get your opportunity to be a head coach, and this is what you deal with. Yeah. Like, you get 51 games where we're going to flip your roster over. We're going to get, you know, the roster was already, you know, in terms of the fit.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The pieces and like the connective little tissue that you need to make a team great, like maybe that was already lacking, and now we're going to, you know, and so they've all had to deal with this, and it's an adjustment, and it's hard, and, you know, and I get that. So I'm not knocking him for any of that. He's trying to fit in, like Doug would say, he's being a good teammate, not trying to do too much. But Doug wants him to go, you know, he definitely needs him to do enough, and you know, I'd rather have him do too much than too little.
Blaming James Hamm for all of this.
What did James do?
Oh, James and Kyle Mattson hate ISO ball. Kyle, Zach heard it all. He heard it all.
Jay, well, maybe that's it then.
Yeah, man. Don't listen. You go put the shots up, man. Don't listen to him, man. Nope. Get it done. Jay, you've been one of you and your partner Chris Biederman, one of the few people that have been with this team, not only at home, but on these road trips. And you talk about what Doug Christie has had to go through with this season and the twists and turns of this season. What kind of job do you think he's done this year with kind of holding things together and still having them with an opportunity to reach the goals that they had?
Well, Jay said, the hell with us. Jay, did you accidentally mute your phone, Jay? No, that's not what happened. Jason just said, you guys suck. I'm going to talk to Alan.
That's never not funny when someone freezes or just
That's cool. Oh, we got Jay back. Okay. All right.
I'm here. Sorry about that.
No, it's all good. It's all good. Did you get that question? KC asked you.
I think I did.
What you think about the job Doug Christie has done?
I think Doug's doing the best he can, man. And I've been, you know, like all the X's and O's stuff, like we're not in the huddle. We're not in the locker room. It's hard to – some of that stuff's harder, I think, for us to gauge. But in terms of, like, the way he talks to this team, the way he talks about the team, the way he's like trying to uplift guys. And, you know, like I've been impressed. I didn't know what to expect when Doug took over, you know what I mean? Like a lot of people knew him better from years and years ago, like as long as he's been here, than I really got to know him in my time covering the Kings, where he was, you know, he was an assistant kind of in the background. But I've been impressed with the way, like, he speaks, the way he thinks. Like, this is a deep dude. And his love for the team and the city and the fans is absolutely unparalleled. Like, there's just no question about that. So, look, I really think he's doing the best he can in a difficult, like, situation. And, you know, and it, again, it's kind of unfortunate that this is his opportunity. And, I don't know that if this is all he's going to get for an opportunity here. Like, you know, I think he's had a chance to show, like, at least to the best of his ability in this situation, like that he deserves more time to work with this group or whatever group they're going to have going forward. But look, I think he's doing the best he can. And I think that the situation's been real difficult. Like any team that flips their point guard, you have a point guard for almost 8 seasons who runs the show, and now he's gone, and you're asking, you know, like Malik, who's never really been a starting point guard since high school anyway, to and maybe, you know, like his first year with the Hornets, he played some point, but they put him in a real tough spot, and he's embraced the challenge. He hasn't backed away from it, and, you know, and I really do feel like he's doing the best he can.
Jay, I don't mean to press you on this. You said that a couple of times. I'm going to rephrase the question. Do you think he's doing a good job?
Yeah. I mean, they have a winning record with Doug. They have a winning record at home with Doug. They have, I don't know, the pieces on the roster, I guess you could say they fit better than maybe they did before the trade deadline. If you had Valanciunas and LaRavia on this team before you traded Fox, like that team might work. You know, it was that the size and the length and the depth, like that's the stuff you needed to make that group work. And so now you have a little more of that, but you don't have Fox. You don't have a point guard. You've dealt with injuries. Like Domas has been in and out a couple times. Malik's been in and out a couple times. Yeah, man, I think it would be unfair to say he's doing a bad job because of just all the volatility and everything involved. Like, you know, like I think he's doing the best he can in a difficult situation. And, you know, and he's managed to kind of keep them above water, at least during his time.
Okay.
Jay, you know, we got you on the show. We talked Kings. We're getting ready for this game tonight against the Dallas Mavericks, but we couldn't have you on and not have some type of power discussion. Now, look, I'm not caught up. I'm about 3 episodes back on this one. If you're caught up, I just need you to answer a question for me. Does it pick up a little bit? Because it's been a little slow to start. Raising Kane has been a little slow to start.
Yeah.
Does it pick up?
Oh, you're 3 episodes. Episodes behind.
Yeah, I went out of town. Okay. And everything. I've been slacking.
Yeah, I think I'm one. Like I haven't seen the most recent. But yeah, man, things are starting to happen. So yeah, I won't spoil anything for you. But yeah, a couple things are going to happen. You know about all the unique stuff, right? Like he's in the picture where you're at, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's back.
He's taking everybody out.
Back like he never left.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Sir, how did you get here?
Yeah, and you know, I'm not going to say any more than that because you know, but yeah, it'll I think it'll pick up for you a little bit, Ken.
Okay. Okay. All right. There we go. Great stuff, JA. Looking forward to seeing you tonight. Appreciate you as always, my friend. A rare visit from Jason Anderson as we pin him down here ahead of the play-in game. Jay, we'll see you tonight at the Golden 1 Center, man.
My pleasure, guys. I'll see you later.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails. Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.